We're joined here this evening by not one, but two guests who join us on the program. And we're going to be speaking about something tonight that has a lot of meaning to both. Also, a little bit, we'll mix some football in before it's all said and done. But when you start talking about an Eagles safety, Kirk Coleman is certainly somebody who comes to mind. When you talk about his dad, Ron Coleman comes to mind. Thank you very much for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you are here because this is the month of October, and throughout the NFL, throughout the country, with breast cancer awareness coming to the forefront in the month of October, there are people that are trying to raise awareness, trying to raise money, trying to get it to the point where we can obliterate this disease. The interesting part of the story is how you came to be involved, and clearly not something that any man would be expecting.
Definitely not myself. The fact that it's almost 6 years ago, I did a self-breast exam and found a lump around my nipple area. Didn't think there was much to it. Went to my primary care physician. Ron, I don't think there's much to it, but let's check it out. Let's get a mammogram. Well, I thought he was joking, a mammogram. And so I got the mammogram, and the technician came back and said, Mr. Coleman, we need to do an ultrasound. And then the light bulb kind of went off my head. What's going on there? And after the ultrasound, it was detected that they need to do a lumpectomy. They removed a lump around my breast area. It came back stage two cancer, and we fast-tracked everything. On December 1st, 2006, I had a left breast radical mastectomy, and they removed my breast, cut me from my center of my chest area to my armpit, and took out 13 lymph nodes. And that was on a Friday, and that Monday I was back in school, back at work. Didn't miss an actual work day after my procedure.
That in and of itself, that's amazing. I guess you're not amazed having grown up with it, but honestly, how scary is it to hear something like that? You're in the middle of playing football at Ohio State at this point.
Yeah, I was in the transition of my freshman year of college. We had a great season. We were 12-0 and getting ready to play the national championship game. And I just got home from a late night practice, get a phone call, tell me that he has breast cancer, stage two, and I start laughing, like, stop joking, like, what's really going on? And he's like, I'm serious. I was just diagnosed. And the first thing he said after that was, I'm going to beat this. I think from that moment on, in his head, in our hearts, in our minds, that it was already, a done deal that he was going to finish and, defeat this cancer that affects so many people.
in the
United States.
About 2,000, less than 1% of men. And honestly, I'm glad that it was me because I've dealt with life-threatening situations previously. I'm a heart patient. I had cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, 3 blood clots, and my heart function was 11%. And I was able to overcome that. And through, God's faith and willpower and understanding and just an internal drive, I knew that I would be okay.
I'll tell you what, a fascinating story, a fascinating life. Honestly, if you want to go now, I can spend some time with Dad, and that's fine.
He's the man. Just going through the process, it really taught me a lot about myself. Seeing him, I wouldn't even say through a struggle, because, you talk to him, he never missed a day of work. He was coaching at the time, never missed a practice. And that gives me my drive as well. When I'm out in the field, I get banged up, you take hits, and I just think, just continue to keep going. And that's how I kind of just work my life.
I got to imagine that, bumps, bruises that you're going to, unless it's something very severe, kind of pale in comparison when you're thinking about it to what he went through. If he can get through that, you can get through just about anything.
Absolutely. And that's honestly how I approach my life. I feel like when I'm working in the off season, I got such a bigger goal in mind. You get to that point where your body's mentally and physically fatigued, but I can push through that. I just got to tell myself, my dad went through so much in life. I can get through this simple thing of just working out. I'm out in the field. I take a big hit. I sprain an ankle. I take, a shoulder hit. I can get through this. It's so small in comparison, and I just look at the big picture of things. I'm thankful and blessed to be able to do what I do and to have his example, a role model that I can kind of live my life by.
Someone goes on your website, and they see the film documentary piece, Playing It Forward. Is that what this is about?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I had a great job, going home and filming this. I had a great crew of Full Circle come down, and they really got a chance to kind of see where I grew up, where I came from. And they interviewed my family, my friends, my coaches, my teachers that I was close with. And It's so inspiring because I look back and I say I'm very blessed and thankful to come from the place that I did, the people that helped raise me and the people that, you know, helped me lead me to who I am and the man that I am today. And I think with Coleman for a Cure, we can do so many amazing things in this lifetime. And I truly believe one person can change this world. And it starts with your mindset. And if you believe you can, you truly can. And, you know, it's just been a blessing because he's done it. I've helped. My brother's helped. You know, our family has come together and really grown this foundation into what it is now. And, you know, and it's so many stories, so many people. And every single person that I meet, I get so much reward. I'm blessed just to even hear their story because that gives me the strength to know I can get through anything.
So if somebody wants to in some way help you with Coleman for a Cure, how do they do that?
Well, we have two websites. We have my website at kurt-coleman.com where you can log on and it'll send you a direct link to colemanforyourcure.org. And then obviously you can go to straight to colemanforyourcure.org and you can donate. Or you could just lend your resources to us because really that's what we're about. It's not about money. This is not about money. We're about lending resources to people so they can get through anything that they go through in their life. And it's truly amazing of where we came from and where we're at now.
And part of the idea was I started out just talking to people in my school because at the time I was a health teacher. And I went back to school. I shared my story about what was happening with me. I showed the kids my scar, you know, because all warriors have scars, you know, so to speak. But I showed them my scar because I wanted them to see the cause and effect and not to fear it, but also to understand it and respect it, you know, not to fear the big C, but also the ideal that they need to know their family history, you know, to be aware of what is or what isn't, because there are so many various causes. And the ideal is they need to be open about it. Well, Mr. Coleman, you didn't know that men had breasts. Well, men have breasts too. And it's the ideal that the fact that, you know, you open that up. And if you open up your heart and your mind to something that is as positive as to what we're trying to do, I've already won. I mean, it's already been a win and a success for us to do the things that we're doing. And the Eagles organization, you guys are affording us another wonderful opportunity. And I want to also take time just to thank you guys as well, very much of the bottom of my heart.
I think, to piggyback off that is, I think a lot of times people become prideful of their situation and they're too prideful to really share their stories. And, you know, I think at first I was almost too prideful to let him share his story. But he wanted to make it known that what he went through, the stories what he went through, he's in the front of the Dayton Daily News of our hometown lifting up his shirt. But, you know, when you put your pride aside, so many things can be accomplished. And when people know that they're not alone in the situation, that this is a community of people that are affected with cancer. So many people. It's not just breast cancer. Right. But there's so many people affected by it. And I just wanted to just say it's a blessing. It is truly inspiring, and I don't forget any story. I take that with me on my daily life.